Now, here we can demonstrate how do we apply this general techniques to get the L of t transformation we wanted. We have a function here, which is in terms of delta 1, delta 2, that this uncertainty we want to take them out. Now, we're going to write it in an up L of t form. And all the A, B, C, D, E are constants, so we're going to use that to construct the coefficient matrix. So the way we need is to separate all those deltas. Okay. So first of all, we need to find a realization or block diagram for that. So the way we're gonna draw a block diagram for the transformation from W to Z. Now, if you already have that, then we can proceed with the next step. If you don't, what you can do is this: you can think about a delta one, delta two as Z transform variables. For example, you can in the first step you can realize the transform function in terms of delta 1. Okay, think about delta 1 as Z inverse and delta 2 as another constants. Then we can do the realization. Think about just this as a transform function of a second order system in terms of delta 1, which is think about it as Z1. Then we can realize using standard realization theory to get a block diagram in terms of delta 1, well, delta 1 acting as the delay elements. Then we got our coefficients in which in terms of A, B, C, D, and also delta 2. Then we're going to realize each block that involves delta 2, okay? So then we could redraw the block diagram. Now, of course, here you also need to make some simplifications so that you can reduce the number of deltas you needed. In this case, here we have drawn the block diagram, and in terms of 2 delta 1, 2 delta 2. And that turns out to be the minimum number of deltas we need, because remember we have delta 1 square and delta 2 square, so obviously you need to at least 2 delta 1, 2 delta 2s. Now, once we have that, we're going to separate those delta out. So basically, this is the process of pulling out the deltas. So what we're going to do is mark the each input of the delta as y's and each output of deltas as u's. Then we're going to compute the transformation from u's to y's. Okay, the way you're going to do this, you can do in such a way by just taking those blocks out. Okay, just erase those delta 1, delta 2 blocks. Then you can find the transformation or the relationship between u1 to y1, y2, y3, y4, z, and so on, and u2 to again y1, y2, y3, y4, z, and so on. Okay, keep finding that, you can end up with a matrix M. And this is exactly the way we obtained this matrix here. We get a coefficient matrix M. Then, of course, the linear fraction transformation can be written as up linear fraction, so M delta, where delta is a block structure of deltas, where delta 1 is repeated twice, delta 2 is repeated twice.